You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, here in Merritt Island, Florida. Good morning and God bless all of you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We are tuned in to WGOD, the place where God is always broadcasting. I know the secret and I share it with you, friends. God's got a lot to say to you today if you go to the right place, and that is in His Word. That's where you're guaranteed to hear from God when you go to where He speaks. He's got a word for us today. We're going to hear something I just preached last weekend here. Actually, it's Monday when I'm recording this opening here in the studio. Just preached this yesterday at Island Community Church. It's entitled, I've Set Before You an Open Door. Last week, we looked at how the door is going to shut. Granted, we'll look at that at the end of this week. But here today, Jesus says, I've set before you an open door and no man can shut it. And that's where we're going to start. You know, we live in perilous times, but yet aren't perilous times prophesied about? You can read Paul talk about it. In the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be, .. Also, Jesus, the same thing. What will be the sign of your coming? And at the end of the age, He warns us and says, you'll know His return is near when there's pestilence everywhere. But the comforting thing through all of this is to know that He has set before us an open door, is what He promised. No one can shut it. No demon can shut it. No government can shut it. Man can't shut it. And it's a time for you and I to trade with the talents He's given us and to be about His business. Part one. And also, it's got an expiration date on it, like a carton of milk. The time is coming where that door is going to shut. Here's part one now of this message. If you'd like a copy of this, you can email me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoy this radio program, I need to hear from you to know that we're making a difference in your market, whether you're here in Central Florida or whether you're tuned in on WDZY in Richmond, Virginia. I'd love to hear back and hear your comments. Once again, paul@wmiefm.com. If you'd like this whole CD, send me an email and I'll either forward you the link to it, which you also could get at WGODradio.com, by the way, or I can mail you the disc, whatever works best for you. What works best for me is you spending 15 minutes in the Word starting now.
We're continuing our theme from last week. What'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Or as the King James says, the end of the world. Now today I want to look at doors. Open doors and closed doors. If you would please turn with me to the last book in your Bible, Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 7. This is the Lord's eternal message to the faithful church from generation to generation, from Martin Luther to the faithful church of today. It's for everyone that's a member of the faithful church. Verse 7, now to the angel, or pastor, the word is angelos, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These things says he that is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength. You've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Two things I want to look at here. Number one, the faithful church of today has an open door. There's an open door of ministry available to you today. Not only that, Jesus himself has opened the door. No demon from hell can close the door. The ACLU cannot close the door. They can't sue and have the door closed. The Freedom From Religion Foundation can't close the door because Jesus Christ has opened the door. Satan can't close it. He can try, but he can't close it because Jesus opened it. And it's an open door of ministry to you and you and you and all of you. Jesus Christ has opened the door and he says, "Have at it. I've given you talents. Have at it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Have at it. Behold," he says, meaning check it out. "I have set before you an open door, and there ain't no fool in this world that can close it, and no demon either. All the other things they stop in the world, they can't close the open door Jesus has opened for you." Psalm 1 reads like this: "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." That's you. He told Joshua, "Meditate in this book day and night, so that it'll be well with you." The Midas touch. Meditate on the word. Let God speak to you through the word. He's opened the door for you for ministry. No one can come up against you. Last week, we looked at all the closed doors. Today, Jesus has opened the door for you. He's opened the door. I like to say you've got a blank check from Jesus Christ. I wonder what his autograph will sell for on eBay. It's blank. And he signed it. I bet you he signed it in red. Oh, you know it. It's signed in red. A blank check. Oh, if you only had a, think about it, what you would do with a blank check. If Bill Gates gave you a blank check, you'd go crazy, but Jesus gives you a blank check and you stay at home because there's a flu outside. Am I lying? Since when does any bug decide when you come or go out of this world? My days are foreordained in the Word of God. I fell asleep at 80 miles an hour on a highway and didn't leave this world. And I hit a car at 80 on I-95. And the damage to my car was a 1-inch rubber mark, which I should go out and circle and show to anyone that God is in control in your life. Now, when my work is over and yours, I very well might go over on the proverbial banana peel. But not until then. Not until then. You've got a blank check from the Lord Jesus Christ to serve him, to trade with the talents that he's given you. The Lord's given to every one of you certain talents. Maybe spiritual gifts. Maybe material gifts, like in the parable of the talents. I know some Christians, I know Eric does too, that are very, very rich. And they use the money that God's given them for good, to turn this crooked world right side up, to advance the kingdom of God, to add more names to the book of life. Many of you in this sanctuary, many of you listening on the podcast and the radio. And Jesus says, you, Christian, have an open door for ministry, which no man can shut. Don't be intimidated by the signs that are around you. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Keep your eyes there. The second thing I want to look at is this promise here toward the end of this church's letter. It starts, this is in verse 10, Revelation 3:10, starts with the word because. So now it's a promise or a reward. He says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I'm going to do something too. Here's what I'm going to do. You kept the word of my patience, the King James says, word, command. It's the same Greek word. New King James has command there. Because you have kept my command to hang in there, to persevere, to be like Polycarp and not give up and say, I've served you 86 years. You ain't going to hurt me, Smedley. Because you've kept my command to persevere, I'm going to do something for you too. I will keep you from, Greek word is the word ek. It's a preposition. It means out of. I will keep you out of, not really from, I will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Jesus promises all members of the faithful church to keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole earth. God is going to take this whole world for a test drive. How would you like that? God to test drive you. You know, if you ever test drive me, I'm going to put a sign up there that says Red Line 1000. You know, when it's really like 9. And God steps on the gas. He never stops at 9. He keeps going. He's like Captain Kirk in the Enterprise when Scotty says, no, don't push it anymore.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced